One request while we're getting
more than 100 observers packed into a room where the Joint Budget Subcommittee on Special Language heard separate proposals on altering the private option. At the start, State Senator Jim Hendren's amendment to completely end the program by defunding it failed. But Republican State Representative Nate Bell, a self-described deficit hawk, pitched what he called a compromise measure.
Primarily, it is aimed at eliminating marketing and promotion and other attempts to increase enrollment in the Arkansas private option.
Bell said it would be morally wrong to suddenly deny people the premium assistance they've started receiving under the private option, while going further to say that those who want to defund the program, a minority of legislators, could potentially cause an impasse in state government.
We have the context of a fiscal session here. That means that we have a very narrow ability to substantially modify policy.
But the private option plan continues to be modified. State Representative John Burris also introduced amendments to the program's appropriations language, imposing a deadline for seeking federal approval to establish health savings accounts and new cost-sharing criteria for enrollees. Currently, those living at 100 to 138% of the federal poverty level pay for some of their coverage under the private option. With the change, those living at 50% of the poverty level and up would have to start sharing the cost. In addition, Burris's proposed amendment would remove coverage for non-emergency transportation for most participants and says that if the feds don't sign off on the proposed changes by the start of next year, the private option ends. After the meeting, State Medicaid Director Andy Allison said even if Representative Bell's proposal to bar advertising goes through, people will continue to learn about coverage options through healthcare providers.
And we're seeing really a steady enrollment in the program without any marketing or outreach or advertisement specifically targeted at the private option. So I think we'll see enrollment continue to go up. And certainly the legislation or the special language would not close the door.
And while the new proposals may convince some more Republican lawmakers to vote to reauthorize the private option, some of the legislature's Democrats are showing signs of unease. The amendments are to be reviewed by the full Joint Budget Committee today. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.